And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
I remember when I first saw these two ladies, I thought, is this kind of a put-on? Is this kind of a bit, a comedic, a theatrical presentation? It turns out, no, they are conservative heroes. That's an understatement. They're internet sensations. When you have Ted Cruz, you know, in the Senate committee, touting Diamond and Silk.
You know, just think about that. If they would have touted a Big John and Ray, we would have had 1.5 million Facebook followers.
They have 1.5 million Facebook followers. There's a picture printed in the New York Times of them in the Oval Office of the President. They feuded with Facebook, and I think we should probably start with censorship. We welcome to Double Dallas, Diamond and Silk. Their chit-chat tour is underway. You can go to diamondandsilk.com for more information on the stops, one of which I understand a little bit later on will be in the Chicagoland area. Diamond and Silk, welcome to Double Dallas.
Wow. Thank you for having us.
Ladies, talk about the censorship on Facebook. And, you know, did you just notice that one day you went to see your 1.5 million followers on Facebook and it was kaput, it was shut down, it was gone?
Well, back in September, we started noticing a diminishing in our reach, and we couldn't figure it out. We know that our page stalled for a few hours. The content wouldn't come up. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to Facebook. This was September of 2017. They brought it back up. But then we noticed that our numbers started dropping. So we've been back and forth with Facebook, okay, since September.
To be exact, it was 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 43 seconds.
But who's counting?
Diamond and Silk here. Let's go back to the beginning. How did you guys start this incredible business, which, let's face it, it is most definitely a business. How did it all start?
Well, that was all the way back in 2000. We started our channel called The Viewers View on YouTube back in December of 2014. 2015 rolled around in June. Donald Trump announced he's running for president. I called my sister. I said, girl, I said, cut on your TV. Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
And I turned on my TV.
And then she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we didn't think nothing else of it. But we noticed how the media started throwing him under the bus, started calling him out of his name, deeming him to be a racist, and we didn't like it. So we started speaking out about it. Mm-hmm. You just didn't know all of these people were going to hear about it.
That's right.
And it just snowballed into there. The debates came. We had to call out Megyn Kelly or Kelly Megan, whatever her name is.
Whatever.
It made the Drudge Report. That went viral. So that's how it all just started snowballing. For the first time in the history of my lifetime, or our lifetime, we was paying attention. We weren't just woke, but we was paying attention. Mm-hmm. We loved everything that Donald Trump stood for.
That's
we
right.
wanted a businessman, not a career politician. We want, oh, the border, it should be secure. Don't you secure your house?
Mm-hmm.
The White House is secure. Why isn't America house secure?
That's
and then
right.
he was king about those jobs, bringing jobs back where people can thrive again. Because why would you outsource our jobs and leave the American people riding dirty? We loved it. We voted for him. That's what we did.
What kind of pushback did you guys get when you started this, especially with Trump? Because it's you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a faction of people that must hit you with some hate speech, because not only is, you know, you women of color, but also women that support Trump. It seems to be, I mean, we know they're out there, but it seems to be a small slice of the pie these days.
Well, you know what? Here was the deal. The more they hate it, the more we educate. The more they hate, we educate, and we let them know how you can no longer vote for a system that kept handing you crumbs. How they only give you enough to keep you quiet, but not enough to make a difference. You can't vote for that anymore. We needed to vote for something different. And when we look at President Trump, he is different. He won't be controlled by the status quo. He don't waver. He don't back down. He don't have to talk these words where we don't understand. We understand everything that he's talking about. And when he talks, he's speaking directly to the American people in his plain language.
That's
and
right.
We love it.
Diamond and Silk here. They have a chit-chat tour, which is embarking here. Soon it will come through Chicagoland. You go to diamondandsilk.com for more information. You have 650,000 followers on Twitter, 1.5 million on Facebook. YouTube channel has 150,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have done unbelievably well for yourself. You've been, I see a picture here of you in the White House in the Oval mm-hmm. Office. I'd like to ask you how cool that is. But first, you were paid, according to the FEC, $1,274,000 by the Trump campaign for field consulting. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit for us?
Wait a minute. Let me just make this here clear. We have never been paid by the Trump campaign.
Never.
We have never been paid by the Trump campaign. I just want to let everybody know that first. Now, I can't really elaborate on it because we got to get some people straight. Because some people, I think it was Gizmodi, they put that a salacious story out without checking with us first to get the facts, and it spread it, and it spread it, and it spread it.
So
before we give out the facts on what really happened, we got to get a few people straight. But I can tell you this, we was never, ever, we've never been paid by the Trump campaign.
That's right.
Ladies, you know what they call that in this business?
What?
Fake news.
Well, it looks like a lot of it, I'm looking at the document here, and it looks like a lot of it is for travel and accommodations on the road.
You know what? You are so smart.
You're very smart. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's. I was just wondering. You know, I thought, gosh, you guys have certainly. You know, when the. You, what do? You make hay when the sun shines. And you guys have figured it out. There's no doubt. What will the chit chat tour be like in person?
Oh, listen. Wow. You get the real. You get that. Well, you know, we already real, but you get the realness of us. We don't waver. We don't back down. We talk about everything. Whatever's going on in the news, we talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then I love the segment when we call the audience members up because we give them a chance to ask us questions and we go into detail about things. Listen, it is a fun show. We want to see your face in a place. So go to diamondandsilk.com, click on Chit Chat Tour to get your ticket.
That's right.
Ladies, before we let you go, I just a couple words of what you think of James Comey.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. He has a flying ball.
And Comey's not our homie.
That's right. And maybe he was so checking out the president with his hands and checking out the president for seat. Maybe he should have written a love novel.
That's right.
You know, written a chapter in there about his misdeeds.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to sit in the Oval Office?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It is a surreal.
Honorable.
It is an honor.
Yeah.
And we absolutely love our president.
We love him.
We love the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
Well, when you come through Chicago, please come in and spend a little time with us. I'd like to meet in person.
We will.
Love it.
All right, ladies, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. Diamond and Silk here. Conservative heroes, no doubt. Internet sensations and pretty good business model.
I think today's phrase that pays has to be, James Comey's not our homie.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.